Good morning, all. Thanks for tuning into today's Bible reading. It's Paddy here. I hope this message finds you and your families doing well. It's April the 19th today. We're almost through the month of April, maybe another week or so. Our readings for today will come from Joshua chapters 19 and 20. Again, like the past couple days, there's a lot of names of places in today's reading. I'm really bad at pronouncing the names, so you have to bear with me. So Joshua chapters 19 and 20, we'll also read from Luke chapter 19, Psalm chapter 88, and we'll continue in Proverbs chapter 13. Before we open our Bibles, we pray. Lord God, please bless your word to me and to those who are following along. In Jesus' name, amen. So before we get into the Old Testament, let's go to Luke's account of the gospel. Beginning in chapter 19, verse 28, it says, "After telling this story, Jesus went on toward Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethpage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. 'Go into that village over there,' he told them. 'As you enter it, you'll see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, why are you untying that colt? Just stay, the Lord needs it.' So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said, and sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, 'Why are you untying that colt?' And the disciples simply replied, 'The Lord needs it.' So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowds spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. 'Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven.' But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, 'Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that.' He replied, 'If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers.' But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. 'How I wish today that you of all people would understand the way to peace. But now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long, your enemies will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and close in on you from every side. They'll crush you into the ground, and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you did not accept your opportunity for salvation.' Then Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the people selling animals for sacrifices. He said to them, 'The scriptures declare, my temple will be a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves.' After that, he taught daily in the temple. But the leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and the other leaders of the people began planning how to kill him. But they could think of nothing, because all the people hung on every word he said." All right, let's go back into Joshua now, beginning in chapter 19, verse 1. Again, bear with me as I try and pronounce these names. "The second allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their homeland was surrounded by Judah's territory. Simeon's homeland included Beersheba, Sheba, Moladah, Hazashual, Bala, Ezim, Eltulad, Bethul, Homer, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Lebaoth, and Sharuhen. 13 towns with their surrounding villages. It also included Ain, Rimon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 towns with their villages, including all the surrounding villages as far south as Balath Beer, also known as Ramah of the Negev. This was the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their allocation of land came from part of what had been given to Judah, because Judah's territory was too large for them. So the tribe of Simeon relieved an allocation within the territory of Judah. The third allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun. The boundary of Zebulun's homeland started at Sarid. From there it went west, going past Maralah, touching Dabisheth, and proceeding to the brook east of Jokneam. In the other direction, the boundary went east from Sarid to the border of Kisloth-Tabor, and from there to Daburath and up to Japhia. Then it continued east to Gath-Hepher, Eth Kazin and Rimmon and turned toward Nea. The northern boundary of Zebulun passed Hanathon and ended at the valley of Iftathel. The towns in these areas included Katath, Nahalal, Shimron, Idalah, and Bethlehem. 12 towns within their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun included these towns and their surrounding villages. The fourth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Issachar. Its boundaries included the following towns: Jezreel, Kesuloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabith, Kishon, Abiz, Remeth, Enganim, Enhadar, and Pethpazez. The boundary also touched Tabor, Shahazumah, and Beth Shemesh, ending at the Jordan River, 16 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Issachar included these towns and their surrounding villages. The fifth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Asher. Its boundaries included these towns: Halkath, Hali, Betin, Aksaph, Alamelech, Ahmad, and Mishal. The boundary on the west touched Carmel and Shehor Libnath, then it turned east toward Beth Dagon and ran as far as Zebulun in the valley of Iftael, going north to Beth Emek and Ne'el. It then continued north to Kabul, Abdon, Rehob, Hamon, Cana, and as far as Greater Sidon. Then the boundary turned toward Ramah and the fortress of Tyre, where it turned toward Hosah and came to the Mediterranean Sea. The territory also included Mehebel, Akzib, Ummah, Afik, and Rehob. 22 towns with their surrounding territories. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Ashur included these towns and their surrounding villages. The sixth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Naphtali. Its boundary ran from Helef from the oak at Zananim and extended across to Adami Nekeb, Jabneel, and as far as Lakum, ending at the Jordan River. The western boundary ran past Asnoth Tabor, then to Hakuk, and touched the border of Zebulun in the south, the border of Ashur on the west, and the Jordan River on the east. The fortified towns included in this territory were Zidim, Zur, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, Edrei, Enhazor, Yeron, Migdalel, Horem, Bethanath, and Beth Shemesh. 19 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Naphtali included these towns and their surrounding villages. The seventh allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Dan. The land allocated as their homeland included the following towns: Zorah, Ishtal, Irshemesh, Shalabin, Aijalon, Ithlah, Elon, Timnah, Ikron, Altikay, Gibbethon, Balath, Jehud, Benibirak, Gathrimon, Mejakon, Rakon, and the territory across from Joppa. But the tribe of Dan had trouble taking possession of their land, so they attacked the town of Laish. They captured it, slaughtered its people, and settled there. They renamed the town Dan after their ancestor. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Dan included these towns and their surrounding villages. After all the land was divided among the tribes, the Israelites gave a piece of land to Joshua as his allocation, for the Lord had said he could have any town he wanted. He chose Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town and lived there. These are the territories that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the tribal leaders allocated as grants of land to the tribes of Israel by casting sacred lots in the presence of the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle at Shiloh. So the division of the land was completed. The Lord said to Joshua, "Now tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge as I instructed Moses. Anyone who kills another person accidentally and unintentionally can run to one of these cities. They will be places of refuge from relatives seeking revenge for the person who was killed. Upon reaching one of these cities, the one who caused the death will appear before the elders at the city gate and present his case. They must allow him to enter the city and give him a place to live among them. If the relatives of the victim come to avenge the killing, the leaders must not release the slayer to them, for he killed the other person unintentionally and without previous hostility. But the slayer must stay in that city and be tried by the local assembly, which will render a judgment. And he must continue to live in that city until the death of the high priest, who was in office at the time of the accident. After that, he is free to return to his own home in the town from which he fled. The following cities were designated as cities of refuge: Kadesh of Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. On the east side of the Jordan River, across from Jericho, the following cities were designated: Bezer in the wilderness plain of the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead in the territory of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan in the land of the tribe of Manasseh. These cities were set apart for all the Israelites as well as the foreigners living among them. Anyone who accidentally killed another person could take refuge in one of these cities. In this way, they could escape being killed in revenge prior to standing trial before the local assembly. Psalm chapter 88. This psalm is for the choir director. It's a psalm of the descendants of Korah, a song to be sung to the tune The Suffering of Affliction, a psalm of Heman the Ezrahite. Don't ask me what that sounded like, but I'm sure it was beautiful. Psalm 88, verse 1. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out to you by day, I come to you at night. Now hear my prayer. Listen to my cry, for my life is full of troubles, and death draws near. I am as good as dead, like a strong man with no strength left. They have left me among the dead, and I lie like a corpse in a grave. I am forgotten, cut off from your care. You have thrown me into the lowest pit, into the darkest depths. Your anger weighs me down. With wave after wave you have engulfed me. You have driven my friends away by making me repulsive to them. I am in a trap with no way of escape. My eyes are blinded by my tears. Each day I beg for your help. O Lord, I lift my hands to you for mercy. Are your wonderful deeds of any use to the dead? Do the dead rise up and praise you? Can those in the grave declare your unfailing love? Can they proclaim your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Can the darkness speak of your wonderful deeds? Can anyone in the land of forgetfulness talk about your righteousness? O Lord, I cry out to you. I'll keep on pleading day by day. O Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you turn your face from me? I've been sick and close to death since my youth. I stand helpless and desperate before your tears. Your fierce anger has overwhelmed me. Your tears have paralyzed me. They swirl around me like floodwaters all day long. They have engulfed me completely. You have taken away my companions and loved ones. Darkness is my closest friend. What an interesting psalm. The author or authors of that psalm surely did... Sorry, one author. The author of this psalm surely did pour his heart out to God. And that's what God asks of us, to pour our hearts out to him. He understands our flesh. He understands our weakness. He understands the frailty of humanity. And he asks us to be honest with him, to open our heart out to him, to pour our hearts out to him and tell him how we feel. All right, our last reading for today is two verses, Proverbs chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. Did I say two verses? I mean three. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. People who despise advice are asking for trouble. Those who respect a command will succeed. The instruction of the wise is like a life-giving fountain. Those who accept it avoid the snares of death. And with that being read, we finish today's Bible reading, April the 19th. Tune in tomorrow, April the 20th, as we continue in our fourth month of our one-year Bible reading plan. Have a great day if you're listening to this in the morning, or a peaceful night's sleep if you're listening to this in the evening. God bless you. God make his face shine upon you. Continue to share the gospel, friends. Brothers and sisters, never stop talking about the love of Christ. Tune in tomorrow, and as usual we pray. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.